certainly was a lot of speculation. 57 days after the All-Ireland semi-final and a vacuum of nothing, really. And then a week of, as you say, Kieran made his decision. Then Rory Gallagher was ruled out of a return. But Mickey Hart's name wasn't mentioned a lot. Somebody did say it to me. I thought about it and thought, well, there's probably a good chance it'll be Rory will be back, or Kieran Meehan or Malachy Rourke maybe would have been the front runner, but it definitely was a shock, I think, to everybody. And I suppose it was only, it came to light when he stepped away from Louth, and he probably, Louth have probably broke Derry's news for them from a point of view that Louth chairman Peter Fitzpatrick had mentioned that Mickey and Gavin Devlin were on the way to Derry. So big news across the country. Ulster's most successful manager stepping into a team that has the tools to win in All-Ireland.
Yeah, and mentioning Louth there, Michael, I mean, this has all happened so quickly, really. He had enjoyed a fair amount of success with them in his short time there, and his departure now will be a big blow to them.
A massive loss. Like, I'll just put it in context, like you said there about back-to-back promotions. I was in RDE that day when Derry beat Louth, and it was a sticky day for Derry, to be fair, and probably Niall Toner's goal basically turned the game in Derry's favour. If it had been Louth came out that day, it could have been Louth in Division 1 next year. So that's just how tight it was, and I suppose that's a measure of the success that Mickey Hart brought. He was worshipped in Louth, and on the back of that success, and obviously three All-Irelands with his native Tyrone, it leaves him an unbelievable candidate for anybody. And if he's appointed tonight, as is expected, it'll definitely leave Derry as contenders for Sam.
Yeah, so what actually happens now, Michael? He could be the new boss by this evening?
Yeah, well, there's a meeting called, the county board confirmed to me last night that there's a meeting on Tuesday night, I think at 7:30, and, you know, I suppose all, it's a meeting to update the management situation, but obviously it's all pointing towards Mickey Hart, and it would be hard to see club delegates and county board not appointing him, you know, when you've got somebody of that level of success. You know, there's obviously the controversy of a Tyrone man stepping into Derry. Like, you can't hide from that fact. And there maybe will be people in both Derry and Tyrone that wouldn't be overly happy with a scenario like that. But there's no such thing as a shock anymore. Like, if you look at Jim's back in Donegal, you know, things happen. This obviously is the biggest shock of all. But a man with that credentials, you know, it's probably not going to be turned down at this point, you would imagine.
Yeah, McGuinness back with Donegal, Mickey Hart back in Ulster football now with Derry. We can only look forward to a new season and what that was going to bring.
Definitely, and I think the people out there who are trying to get rid of the provincial championships will have an even harder job now. Like, whenever Jim came into Donegal at the start, he set his targets on Tyrone. I think that was preached a lot. And when Jim went back, obviously Derry are top dogs at the moment, and a lot of talk would be that Jim would be targeting Derry, and rightly so. And now he's actually targeting Mickey Hart again, you know, obviously if Mickey's back. So it leaves a very interesting Ulster Championship. And, you know, the story that people, as I say, this time last week thought was a non-runner could be very, 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 very true tonight.